The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
If we go only by this passage from the Gospel of Matthew, it seems that Jesus did not want his disciples to go proclaim the kingdom to the Gentiles. He says, only go to the people of Israel, not even to Samaritan towns. Yet we know that's not what happened, nor that was the intention of Jesus. At the end of the gospel, Jesus tells them, go to all nations. So that's the danger when we just pick and choose certain passages from the scripture and say, well, look, Jesus said this, or the prophet said this. We have to understand the whole picture. We have to put the whole scriptures in one context. The reason Jesus said this is because God had a plan. Jesus did not come with his own plan. Jesus came to fulfill the will of God the Father. And the will of God the Father was that he chosen the people of Israel to be a light to all the nations. It started with that people. It started by calling one person, Abraham, and through Abraham, making promises to him and his descendants. It continued with Moses, God asking Moses to deliver the people from Egypt. And then his covenants were always with the people of Israel. They're the ones who had the responsibility to take the word of God to the whole world. Today, as the church, we are that people of Israel. We are God's chosen ones. For us to do what Jesus asks us and asked the 12 to do, to go and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, we look at what Jesus told them to do, says go and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Well, the first thing we should notice is Jesus gave them the authority. It wasn't their own skills or talents, their knowledge. It wasn't their own power. Jesus gave them the authority to do what he sent them to do. And that's important for us because sometimes when we hear, oh, we're supposed to be a light to the nations, proclaim the kingdom, like, I can do it. I don't have a degree in theology. Well, I got news for you. Peter, James, Andrew, and John, and all of them, they did not have degrees in theology. They could not read or write. But they saw Jesus. They heard his words. They saw his power. And they trusted, they had faith, that he will give them the same power that he had so they can do the mission he entrusted them to. That's where our faith comes in. Do we trust Jesus that he will help us, that he will give us the words that we have to say in those situations? And what does Jesus want us to do? He said, well, Father, today no one is curing the ill like Jesus did or exorcising demons. But these are symbolic ways of saying what Jesus wants us to do, and what we can do at every time is bringing people together, uniting the family of God. Yes, Jesus worked those miracles physically, but at his time, if someone was sick, that person was outside the community. They were considered to be unclean. If you're possessed with a demon, obviously you were unclean. You're not able to come into the temple and worship. On the spiritual level, Jesus is asking us, like he asked the apostles, is to be agents of reconciliation, to be agents of unifying people together, bringing people together, reminding them and teaching them about the love of God, that no matter what they have done, God still loves them, and they're God's children, his daughters and his sons. That's how we cure the ill today. That's how we exorcise demons, by being agents of peace, reconciliation, compassion, and love. That's the greatest gift, the greatest power that we can have to help proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. So let us not be afraid, let us not be discouraged, but also let's see that Jesus really needs us at this time, because our world today is so divided, so disunified. Everybody is at everyone's throats. We're the ones who are called to bring everyone together so that God could be pleased to see all his family gathered as one.